When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth are gathered over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. When all the life is over, back out 541. Let's do the last verse in the chorus one more time. Hallelujah. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and their work and their design, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, we're all going to be there too. Well, Lord, we just thank you for this day, this beautiful day. And Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you that when the roll is called, yes, that we can be there.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you've sent an invitation and you've given an RSVP for us to call. And we've, so many of us have done that, Lord. And I just hope today that everyone here has given that RSVP. And if they haven't, Lord, I hope in your time they will do that. Lord, that everyone that's here can be there. That everyone that's here will be there. Father, we just ask you now to be with us in the singing, be with us in the preaching. Let your spirit touch our hearts today, Lord. Amen.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most high. strong tower. The righteous run into victory, and they are saved.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord.
Lord, we thank you that you have given us that name to be a strong tower. Lord, that when we need the shelter, that you are there, that we can run into you and be safe. Hallelujah. The name Jesus Christ. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that name.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory.
That's our son. He's over in Europe right now, left a week ago Friday. And he's in the Slovakia. Yes, Slovakia. I get them all twisted up. Anyway, he's been busy. They've been they've had 15 meetings. They had went to 15 different schools last week. They did a church service this morning. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when he called us this morning, where he's at, so there's a few hours difference. But he said he's been extremely busy. And I asked him if there's been any response or what the response has been to the situation in New York City and in Washington. And he said, you know, every meeting that we have, there's a question and answer period, and somebody brings it up and says how bad it was and how sorry they are that this happened, this terrible thing happened. And he was at a internet cafe, which is a place where they have computers that you can send internet messages back and forth. And they were outside waiting, and a fellow came outside from inside and told them how sorry he was that this terrible thing happened in our country. So even in Europe, in Slovakia, the people are aware of what happened, and they are sympathetic to us in that. So anyway, be in prayer for him still. He's got a long time to go. Middle of December, he'll be coming home. So he's going to be over there for quite a while. But pray for him. So they're doing very well. They're having a good time. The team is working good together. So he said he's really, really likes this team better than the last team. So.
Yeah.
mighty work in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Lord, we look forward to the day when we will be able to stand in glory and see our Savior face to face. What a day, glorious day that will be. Lord, we thank you that you have redeemed us and bought us and purchased us with your precious blood. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
This hour, as I kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what your perfect will demands.
Psalm 139, 13 through 16 says, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Today we have the pleasure of sharing together in the dedication service of Samuel Mannon, son of Pastor and Debbie Mannon, to the Lord. And I'm honored to be able to do that today. And if we could have Debbie and the family come up and join Pastor up. We find examples of dedicating our babies throughout the entire scripture. In the Old Testament, Hannah also dedicated her son, Samuel, to the Lord. 1 Samuel 2, 27-28 says, I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord. And then also in Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through 16, it says, they brought young children to him, Jesus, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And that's what we desire today to do today with Samuel, is to bless him to the Lord, give him to the Lord, to represent a symbol of them giving Samuel unto God himself. He's not crying yet. You like me, right? Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. God and his ways are not something that we just do at church, but it's something that we do in a lifestyle, in our homes, and in every day that we live. We serve Jesus and to be an example. And Pastor and Debbie, both of you have truly been examples to myself and this entire congregation in the way that you have already raised your children to be wonderful, God-fearing young men and women. And I just challenge you to do the same with Samuel, and to raise him in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to lead him to salvation at a young age, and to teach him the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. Could I have everyone stand with me today? And the rest of us, church, I just charge you to pray for Samuel, to pray for Pastor and his family. I know that they need it. I know from experience that we all need prayer, and I just challenge you to pray for them. And that you would be examples, as Deuteronomy said, that Samuel might be able to look up to. That he wouldn't just have to look up to his parents or his brothers or sisters, but he could look up to other godly young men and women in the church and elders of the church, that he would be able to look up to you. That we'd be people that would care. That we would be someone that he could talk to or share his feelings or his pains with. Not just someone in the crowd, but someone that he could really just be friends with and love. And just we would take care of him. Let's pray together. Just offer him up to the Lord, and that he would bless him. Lord, we just lift Samuel up to you now. And we just thank you, God, that you have given him to us. Lord, you are the God that created the heavens and the earth, and you also created Samuel. And we thank you for that gift that you have given Pastor and Debbie, and also to us. We ask, Lord, that you would bless him each day. Lord, there would be not a day that goes by that he would not know that you are with him and that your presence is gone before him. We ask, Lord, that you would just be with his brothers and sisters, that they would be godly examples for him, that they would realize that each day that they wake up, that they have little brothers and sisters that will be watching them. We pray for Pastor and Debbie that you would just continue to anoint them and touch them to do your work, that you would give them strength to lead this family and this congregation. And we just pray, God, that you would help us to be examples to Samuel and the other children in this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. We give our children to God because he is the one that has given them to us originally, and he gives them back to us, and he says, you know, I'll never leave them, I'll never forsake them, I'll take care of them all the days of their life, and he has just entrusted you to a wonderful family and child, and we just pray that He would continue to bless you and your family each day. I just want to encourage everyone to give Samuel a little hug today. And he's a sweet little baby. You can be seated. Thank you. And let's not forget that we are examples to those around us, and that the same God that created the heavens and the earth created each one of us. And he doesn't make mistakes.